3:03, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon, my friends. We are back at it, full speed, 110%. We have a lot that we're going to deal with. Now, half hour from now, dear friend of mine, Jimmy Galliano, you know Gags, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. He's got some insight, he's got some analysis, he's got some very pointed thoughts on the United States Secret Service and what they did or did not do when there was that attempted assassination of President Trump. I know you're thinking, well, Jeff, I'm on Google right now. They don't have an attempted assassination of President Trump. In fact, if I put that phrase in, it comes up and says, basically, we don't know what you're talking about. This is part of the danger of the times in which we live. Big tech, as we speak, actively scrubbing any mention of the attempted assassination on President Trump. I don't know about you, I watched it live. Heidi and I were seated at the bar. I always feel so weird saying that, but what can I tell you? We bought a house and had a bar, and we have really learned to love it. That's where we do our entertaining. So we're seated at the bar. It's a Saturday evening. Joe and Emily are out. Julia is watching a show, so it's just the two of us. And we're sitting at the bar. We have an adult beverage. Why? Because we're sitting at the bar. Can't be sitting there drinking lemonade, for gosh sakes. Anyway, so we're sitting there, and we're having a cocktail, and it's Saturday evening, and we had this whole big dinner plan. Let me tell you something. I had been to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. I got the steaks that I like. May even have splurged on some seafood that we like. It was going to be sort of kind of like a date night, you know? We're watching television. And I just kind of assumed we'd watch a movie. We'd watch one of these tireless, tedious British costume dramas that Heidi loves. I don't actually watch them. That's when I leave, but I thought, well, you know, it's kind of a date night, so we should probably stick around. And then what do we see? We see the image of my president, Donald John Trump, being shot. That's what I saw. That's what Heidi saw. And they replayed it over and over and over. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is absolutely insane. They just tried to kill Donald Trump. Now, you remember what I did, right? I said, I got to go to work. I got to go to work. And left this dinner that we were going to have and came out here to the studio. Did some stuff on Facebook Live just so we would have immediate coverage and reporting and discussion on it. Jeremy gave up all sorts of stuff. Get into the studio to help us out, get us live on the air. You know, regardless of what people think, it's, you know how when you were a kid, you just thought that school teachers lived at the school, right? So if you ever saw a school teacher in the supermarket, it was like, oh, that's weird. I thought you guys just, you know, went to the lunchroom or the cafeteria. But they have lives. And the same thing for us. So when you have a huge story breaking and then we all of a sudden have to kick it into gear, we have to kick it into gear. So again, just a hat tip to Jeremy, who said, all right, well, I'm giving up my plans. I'm on my way to the studio, the radio factory. So we did that. But we all saw it. This is my point. We all saw it. And now just a matter of 2-3 weeks later, Google and the rest of the big tech leftists are in there actively scrubbing it and pretending it didn't happen. This is right out of the old Soviet Union, for goodness sakes. If you are old enough to remember the Soviet Union, and now I do need to be cognizant that there's a generation that really has never known the Soviet Union or East Germany. So let me explain to you, kids. Gather around. I'll explain it. Back in the olden days when you had communists leading, well, openly communist, because Putin is what he is. Well, he's more of a fascist, but they would have a photo, and you'd say, oh, this is a member of the Politburo, and this is the guy who leads the, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then 6 months later, it'd be the same photo, but you go, hey, remember the guy who was there? Yeah, he doesn't, you know, he's not there anymore. Oh, they just go in and they erase him. They were doing Photoshop before Photoshop was doing Photoshop. Before Photoshop was a thing, they were doing it. And I feel like we're in the middle of that right now. That big tech is scrubbing, actively scrubbing, the attempted assassination of President Trump. It's almost unbelievable. But you and I are seeing it play out in real time. So that is a very, very disturbing situation. And Jimmy Galliano is going to be here to talk about what the Secret Service got right. I have a feeling that might be a very short list, and what the Secret Service got wrong. The local police in Butler, Pennsylvania, are saying that the Secret Service didn't even chat with them until after the shooting. I find that hard to believe, though. I really do. You can fault the Secret Service, and man, this is certainly not a page that's going to go in their highlight booklet. But the idea that the Secret Service, whoever was the lead person on that, whoever was doing the planning on site, did not speak to the local police, I find that so hard to believe. We'll dig into it. But Jimmy Galliano doing better than anybody else, and he'll be here at 3:33. Oh, and racing is coming back. How happy am I about this? Richmond Raceway Complex, you know I love the people over there. I really do. They're just such good people. And Lori Warren, who is the... Well, she's the president, and I think there are one or two other titles, but she's in charge of Richmond Raceway Complex. And Lori is going to join us at 4:33 to talk about some of the great racing that is coming back to town. I'm very, very excited about that. Lori also was recently appointed by Governor Glenn Youngkin to the State Commission on Tourism. And there is simply nobody better qualified than Lori Warren, so I'm very excited about that. A couple of days ago, you remember Chris Wray? He's the FBI director. I'm so torn on Chris Wray. Honest to goodness, I really am. I remember meeting him for the first time. He actually came to Richmond, and it was not a public event, but I was invited to meet with Chris Wray, Christopher Wray. And I thought that he seemed to be a good man. I didn't really know much about him other than the official CV, the official resume. Very, very smart man, clearly. And I thought, okay, well, this is going to be a good recovery for the Bureau. It's going to bring the FBI back to where it needs to be image-wise. I'm going to remind you that I always look at the FBI and I'm thinking the brick agents. I am thinking those men and women who every single solitary day since the day the FBI was founded have gone out and done exactly the job that they are supposed to do and have not been involved in politics, have not been involved in politicking. And they get caught in the middle of all of this. And the position of FBI director, just by virtue of the fact that they're appointed by, they're nominated by the president, it has to be political on some level, even though they try very, very hard to make it non-political. Right? The FBI director answers to the Attorney General of the United States, who is appointed by the president. So, again, try as hard as you may, there's going to be a political component. But I had hope for Christopher Wray. And a couple of years back, I think it's almost 5 years ago, I was selected for the FBI Director's Community Leadership Award. And it's a pretty big deal. I mean, it really is. It's a pretty big deal. And I was blown away that I had been nominated for and was going to receive that award. And it's a big production. The FBI brought me up to Washington, D.C. You may or may not remember on social media, I just kind of went dark for a couple of days. Now, that's a few years back, so you may not recall, but I did. I just kind of went dark because I couldn't tell anybody where I was, what I was doing, none of that. And it is such a, even then, 5 years ago, it was a high security matter because there were going to be a number of people inside FBI headquarters who were not special agents, who were not members of the FBI's police force. So it was very, very heavily involved. But I stood there in the auditorium at FBI headquarters, and Chris Wray presented me. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of crystal. I'm looking at it. If you were here at the broadcast position, it would be just at your 11 o'clock position. It's beautiful. But there have been moments where I've been very disappointed in Christopher Wray, including last week when he says, oh, I don't know if Donald Trump got hit by a bullet. What? Number one, let me say this with the most respect. Who the hell are you? You're not his doctor. Each of the doctors who examined and treated President Trump talked about how he had been hit by a bullet. This idea that he wasn't hit by the bullet comes from the crazy people, the bat crap crazy people at MSDNC. They're the way, whoa, we don't even know if he got hit. Again, let me ask you, Joy Reid, who the hell are you? How much experience do you have in ballistics, Joy? Where did you get your medical degree, Joy? Why are you so absent, Joy? Joy? I mean, these would be my questions. But he got shot. Well, you know, it wasn't the most serious. Wasn't the most serious. If the man had turned his head a millimeter either direction, he'd be dead. But Christopher Wray last week said, well, we don't even know if he got hit. Yes, you do, actually. You absolutely do. Multiple doctors, actual folks who went to, you know, medical school, said that he got shot. Now, Jeremy's just sending me a message. Jeremy, is that correct? Did I miss this? The New York Times reporter claims they captured the bullet in midair? Oh, the photographer. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me apologize for that. I'm looking at this. Jeremy, as per usual, is right on the money here. Jeremy is rock solid at the Radio Factory. Good guy. That's right. I totally forgot about that, Jeremy. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, I had this image of a reporter like Superman grabbing the bullet. I'm thinking, that didn't happen. No. The New York Times had a photograph. New York Times. Remember them? Not exactly part of the big, vast right-wing conspiracy. They have a photograph and they capture the image of the bullet. Anyway, so we're going to talk about all of that with Jimmy Galliano in a couple of moments. And in a couple of moments, I have to share what I have been up to just today, coming off of last night. It has been a very interesting 24 hours for me, and a good one, a good one. I am also, I'm going to Israel. I want to give you those details in a couple of moments. And that is actually what I was involved with this morning for, it seemed like 8 hours. I basically clocked the time I got up to the time now was spent getting this together, but we got it together. So I'll give you details on that. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. Let me please remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. That's always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Shoot me a text. I'll be more than happy to share it. You know, if it meets standards. And it is the Jeff Katz Show, so I have a tendency to put the bar just a little bit lower so that I can get over it. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.